This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
There's word today from India that the prime minister plans to retire after 10 years in power. Manmohan Singh is an economist and former finance minister, and he leaves a complicated legacy. BBC business correspondent Samir Hashmi joins us from Mumbai. Good morning, Samir.
Good morning, David.
The economic powerhouse that is modern India was more than probably a half century in the making. But to what extent can Prime Minister Singh's work get some credit for the Indian economy as we now know it?
As you mentioned, he was the finance minister first in the early 90s. And when he took over as a finance minister, India was on the brink of bankruptcy. It was still mainly a socialist country. And it's Dr. Manmohan Singh who took over and opened the markets for companies to come and invest, which really changed the economic fortunes of India. And today, it is, by and large, because of those decisions that it's become an emerging power, economic power in the 21st century.
Now, many countries struggle with inequality, huge gulfs in income. That is a persistent problem for Indian economic planners.
Absolutely. That's been one huge problem for India. Now, no doubt over the last 15 to 20 years since the Indian economy was opened up, a huge middle class or the mid-income group has grown. But at the same time, there's a huge section of the population which does not even get meals two times a day. Though Manmohan Singh claims credit for that, he says that some of the decisions his government took over the last few years has helped in pulling out some of those people out of poverty. Not to a great extent or to the extent they should, but definitely a lot of people have come out of the poverty line and not doing as bad as they were probably 10, 15 years back.
Samir Hashmi is the BBC's business correspondent based in Mumbai. Samir, thank you.
Thank you, David.